Everyone, please rise.
请大家起立，我们一同来读今天这段圣经，是约翰福音书第十章二十五到三十节。我们一起来。耶稣回答说：“我已经告诉你们，你们不信。我奉我父之名所行的事，可以为我做见证，只是你们不信，因为你们不是我的羊。”我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我，我有赐他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们去。 Please 赐给我，他比万有都大，谁也不能够从父手里把他们夺去，我与父原为一。请坐。
So today we continue our sermon series on the Gospel of John.
我们今天继续的讲约翰福音这个讲道的系列。
We are moving further along Jesus' journey to the cross.
我们就一步一步迈向了十字架。
Now in the last three chapters, we received a lot of powerful teaching from Jesus.
过去的三章圣经里面，我们领受了很多非常有力的教导。
We saw how the Jews were continually questioning Jesus about his identity and purpose.
我们看到那些犹太人不断地质疑耶稣他的身份和他的使命。
And Jesus did not hide the truth.
但是耶稣从来都不隐瞒他的这些真理。
In chapter 8, Jesus told of the spiritual reality of this world.
在第八章里面，耶稣向我们揭开了这个属灵的一些的真相。
The world is in darkness.
世界的确是处在黑暗的当中。
But Jesus is the light.
而耶稣就是真光。
We were born into this world enslaved by sin.
我们生来就是做罪的奴隶。
And we cannot set ourselves free by our own power.
我们不能够靠着自己脱离这些罪的捆绑。
But Jesus came to set us free.
然而耶稣就来了，就要释放我们。
In chapter 9, Jesus healed a man born blind.
第九章呢，我们看到耶稣医治了一个生来瞎眼的人。
And this physical miracle represented another spiritual truth.
这里我们看到另外一个的属灵的真理。
We are all born spiritually blind.
我们每个人生来在灵里，我们是眼瞎的。
But God can open our eyes.
但是神能够开启我们的眼睛
，so that we can see the truth and believe in Jesus as our Savior.
让我们能够看到真理，让我们也能够相信耶稣是我们的救主。
And then in chapter 10, there was a parable of a good shepherd.
然后进入第十章，我们看到的有好牧人的比喻。
And this helps answer another important question.
也且也回答了一个很重要的问题。
Yes, even if Jesus can set us free by the truth.
既然真理能够使我们能够得到自由。
Even if he can open our eyes.
神也能够开启人的眼睛。
Why doesn't everyone believe?
为什么不是每一个人都相信耶稣呢?
And it's because Jesus has his flock.
原因是耶稣有属于他的那个羊群。
Those who belong to Jesus will follow after him.
凡属于耶稣的人都是耶稣的跟随者。
We see it all throughout the Bible.
我们在圣经里面都看到这些例子。
For every Abel, there is a Cain.
有一个亚伯就有一个该隐。
For every Jacob, there is an Esau.
有一个雅各呢就有一个以扫。
There will be those who follow God.
有一些跟随主的人。
But there will be those who not.
但是也有拒绝神的人。
And now we get to this last part of this discussion with the Jews.
那我们今天进入的有一些的最后的一段。
It begins at verse 22.
就是刚才所读的第二十二节那里说的。
And it says it happens at the time of the feast of dedication.
那事情的发生呢，是在所谓的修殿节的时候。
Maybe you never heard of this feast of dedication.
也许你从来没有听过这个修殿节。节这个名称。
But if you've been in America for a while, you've probably heard of its other name.
但是也可能在美国你会听到另外一个名字。
Hanukkah.
就是 Hanukkah, 中文就翻作光明节。
It's a feast that it's that the Jews still celebrate today.
今天的犹太人还是有庆祝这个节日的。
They celebrate it close to the time that we have our Christmas celebrations.
他们的庆祝的时间是大概是在我们的圣诞节左右的。
Unlike other special days like Passover and Pentecost,
但是这个节期呢，跟我们所谓的这五旬节呢不太一样。
This did not come from the Old Testament.
不是从旧约那里来的。
This was not given directly by God.
也不是神所设立的一个节日。
It was to celebrate a victory they had in the second century BC.
而是他们纪念在就是说二世纪的一个历史的事件。
At that time, the Jews were able to take back Jerusalem and their temple from a certain empire.
当时以色列人能够从外邦的国，他们夺回了他们的圣殿耶路撒冷。
So it was a celebration of political deliverance.
所以这个庆祝呢，是一个这个国家盟政治解放的一个节日。
And it may be why we have this next discussion.
也许就有这个历史的背景呢，我们有以下的这一个对话。
In verse 24, the Jews tell Jesus, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly."
在二十四节里面，犹太人就对耶稣说：“你叫我们犹疑不定到几时呢？你若是基督，就明明的告诉我们吧。”
Why are they asking this again?
为什么他们要问这个问题？
Because the Christ they're looking for is a political savior.
因为他心目中的救主是一个政治性的救主。
The Christ they want is the king of a nation.
他们是要一个王，是一个国家的个王。
But this would also be the main charge they use against him.
也许就是因为这个原因呢，为什么耶稣后来是会被逮捕的。
They would say that Jesus claimed to be king of the Jews.
因为他们觉得耶稣妄称自己是王。
And this would be treason against the Roman Empire.
在当时会被视为是卖国贼。
Of course, Jesus is indeed the Christ.
当然，主耶稣就是这个王。
But he was not the Christ they were looking for.
但是他就不是当时的犹太人所想象的那个王帝。
So Jesus uses this opportunity to once again speak spiritual truth.
所以耶稣再一次的借着这个机会来告诉他们真理是什么。
He will once again reveal the truth about himself.
他再一次向他们显明他自己的身份是什么。
And it will be very clear.
而且是非常清楚地告诉他们。
Even if they will not believe it.
即使他们还是不肯相信。
Let us focus on three points for today.
那让我们今天从三个重点来看吧。
First, the works of Jesus testify about his deity.
这第一点呢，就是说借着耶稣所做的行为呢，来见证他的神性。
John 10:25-26。
约翰福音第十章二十五、二十六节这样说：耶稣回答说：“我已经告诉你们，你们却不信。我奉我父之名所行的事，可以为我做见证，只是你们不信，因为你们不是我的羊。”
In our world, there are many kinds of jobs.
在世界上有各式各样的行业。
And we know that some do not require much experience or training.
有些行业呢，其实也不需要有很多的实习吧。
If you go to a store and accidentally wear a shirt that looks like their uniform, they might assume you work there.
那如果你进了一个货店吧，那看到穿的一个制服的，好像制服的，那你就会以为这个人就在那里工作。
You could start stocking shelves and people won't really question it.
也许那个人只是在货架在摆东西的，然后你就可以去问他关于那些货的事情。
Or they might go to you and ask you questions about where to find something.
那也许他们就来问你想买什么东西吧。
You don't have to prove much because it's a job that many people can do.
你不需要证明自己懂什么东西，因为这种工作很多人都很自然的都会做的。
Concerning your identity, there's room for belief and for doubt.
你要表明你的身份呢，其实要让人相信你的身份。
But then, of course, there are other jobs that require a lot of experience and knowledge.
但是有些工作得是需要一些的 你要受的训练，而且你要有经历的。
You can't do it without any training.
那如果你没有受训的话，你也许这种工作你是做不到的。
If someone can fix a broken car, then that work proves that he is a car mechanic.
如果有一个人会修车，那你就说他是一个修车的师傅吧。
There's no room for doubt because the evidence is in plain sight.
因为你眼前就看到他会修汽车，所以他的身份就证明在你的面前了。
That's not something people can fix by accident.
那不是说啊，我随便弄弄了就把那个车就修好了。
So the work testifies.
所以因为他的工作就证明他有这个身份。
You hear who he claims to be.
那你就听到他是怎么样的一个人。
You see the work that he does.
因为你看到他所做的工。
And you can believe it.
你就相信。
The Jews continually ask Jesus who he is.
犹太人不断地问耶稣你到底是谁。
Is he a good man?
他是一个好人吗？
Is he a religious teacher?
他是一个宗教领袖吗？
Is he just a prophet?
他是一个先知吗？
The Jews could accept some of these possibilities.
其实犹太人呢能够接受其中的一些可能性的。
And they certainly had their own conclusion.
他们也许自己也下了一些 的结论。
But they could not accept what Jesus himself testified.
但是他们不能够接受耶稣亲自告诉他的身份。
So Jesus declared, it's not just about what he says, but about what he does.
耶稣告诉他们不是我所讲的，而是我所做的是什么。
Verse 25, the works I do in my Father's name bear witness about me.
在二十五节那里说，我奉我父之名所行的事，可以为我做见证。
Verse 38, even though you do not believe me, believe the works.
三十八节说，你即使不相信我，相信我手所做的工。
It's not like Jesus did something that anyone can do.
耶稣不是做一些事情每个人都能够做的。
It's not like there were many miracle workers.
不是说很多人都能够行神迹的。
Even John the Baptist was not a miracle worker.
即使施洗约翰他也不行神迹的。
It says so in verse 41.
所以四十一节就很清楚地告诉我们。
It says John did not do any sign.
施洗约翰从来没有行过任何的神迹。
The miracles Jesus did would be considered incredible and impossible in any time and any place.
耶稣所行的神迹都是我们所谓不可思议、超乎自然的。
That's why people can read the Gospels and wonder if any of this is true or if it's just a myth or a fairy tale.
所以今天人们读到福音书的时候，还是继续的怀疑到底这些事情有没有发生过。
But even those who were there to see these miracles, many of them did not believe it.
即使当时亲眼看到耶稣行这些神迹的人，还是很多人不信。
It doesn't mean that it didn't happen.
但是不证明这些事情没有发生过。
It just means they cannot believe it.
只是证明他们根本就不肯相信。
But I'm here to proclaim it's all true.
但是我要向大家宣告这一切都是真实的。
Now I did not see with my own eyes what Jesus did for them.
当然我没有亲眼看过耶稣所行的神迹。
I did not see Jesus heal a blind man.
我从来没有看过耶稣医好一个瞎眼的人。
But I know what Jesus did for me.
但是我知道神在我生命当中所行的奇事。
I know what Jesus has done for me and for my family.
我看到他在我身上、我的家人身上所做的非常重要的事情。
I'm not just talking about what he has done in our hearts.
不单指他在我心中所做的工。
Even though that is important.
当然这个是非常重要的。
But I know that God can change our circumstances.
但是我也知道神能够借着环境改变环境。
God can help us even today.
今天神仍然能够帮助你和我。
There were times when he protected my family from great danger.
他曾经为我的家里一些的危险的状况当中，他保护了我。
There were times he provided for us when we needed it most.
在我觉得很需要的时候，神供应我的需要。
God answers prayers.
他仍然垂听我们的祷告。
Just last week, my family was going through something that I thought would be impossible to deal with.
就是上个星期，我的家中发生一件事情，我觉得根本是不能够解决的一件事。
I prayed for it. I asked people to pray for it, but in my heart, I was doubting it could happen.
我为这件事情祷告，我请人为这件事情祷告，但是我心中还是觉得很难解决。
But to my surprise, God proved me wrong.
神竟然证明我是错的。
Whatever is on your heart, lay it before God.
无论你心中还是有什么重担。
Pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
把他带到神的面前祷告吧。
Let the works bear witness.
让神的工作能够成为你生命的见证。
Believe in the works.
你相信他大能。
Believe in Jesus.
而且相信主耶稣。
The difficulties and struggles that we go through lead us to pray more.
我们遇到困难的时候，让我们更加愿意祷告。
So we can experience the answers through his miracles.
他让我们经历到他垂听我们的祷告，神迹奇事就随着我们。
Next point, his sheep will hear, believe, and follow him.
第二点，他的羊必听到他的声音，相信他，而且我们愿意跟随他。
John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me.
约翰福音书第十章二十七节，我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。
Everything about the gospel is good.
福音的一切都是美好的。
I'm very grateful to God.
我非常感谢神。
Grateful I was born in a Christian family.
让我生长在一个基督教的家庭里面。
Grateful that they taught me to trust in God and read His Word.
从小我就被教导我要信靠神。
My testimony is not filled with supernatural miracles.
我的生命当中没有一些超自然的一些神迹奇事。
But it's filled with the faithfulness of God in my everyday life.
但是在我每天的日常生活当中，不断的经历神的信实。
And through the years that I've been going to church, I hear many testimonies of the people around me.
我也听到很多弟兄姐妹他们口述他们生命的见证。
And I hear of their supernatural miracles.
我也听到关于神在他们心中所做的一些神迹奇事。
And I can believe it.
我真的可以相信。
And I'm amazed by God's goodness.
我不断地惊叹神的慈爱。
When your life is changed by God, nothing compares.
当神改变人的生命的时候，世界上没有人事物能够可以与他相比。
People will find hope and enjoy peace.
人们能寻找到盼望，而且呢，能够得到真正的平安。
Relationships that were broken by sin can be restored.
有些关系因为罪的缘故，能够重新得到恢复。
And when the storms of life come, we know God is with us in it.
当暴风雨来时候的时候，我们知道神与我们同在。
Even in the face of death, we have nothing to fear.
即使我们面对死亡，我们也不必要惧怕。
Instead, we have eager anticipation.
相反的，我们要去期待迎接的永恒。
Because we have full assurance of a perfect future with our loving God.
我们深信我们在神的面前是有一个盼望的。
Today, everything has its pros and cons.
今天我们看事情都有它的完美，也有它的缺点。
We may hear of how many are dissatisfied.
我们常常都觉得很多东西不顺心，很不满意。
A lot of people think that the grass is greener on the other side.
总是觉得隔壁家的草好像比较绿的。
But nothing is perfect.
的确是没有事情是完美的。
Every country has its issues.
每个国家都有它的问题。
Every family has its struggles.
每个家庭也有他们的挣扎。
Just because we don't see it doesn't mean it's not there.
我们没有看到不证明就是说没有这些的挣扎存在。
And every choice has a cost.
每一个人的选择呢，都需要付上一些代价的。
And certainly there is still a cost in following Jesus.
当然你选择跟随耶稣也是要付代价的。
Jesus tells us to count the cost.
耶稣亲自告诉我，我们是要付代价的去跟随他。
Jesus tells us to bear our cross.
他要我们天天负起十字架来跟随他。
But our reward in heaven for following Jesus is incomparable to the cross.
但是当我们选择跟随他的时候，他为我们预备的奖赏是远超过今生的任何的代价。
God is so good.
神是何等的美啊！
We should see that to follow Jesus is the best choice anyone can make.
你会不会觉得你选择跟随耶稣是你人生当中最好的一个决定？
But we see that many do not believe in Jesus.
但是还是有很多人选择不相信耶稣。
And we may wonder why that's the case.
我们也许会问，为什么会这样呢？
Perhaps your parents or your children may not believe.
也许你的父母，也许你的孩子还没有信主。
Maybe your friends do not believe.
也许你的朋友还是拒绝神。
Is there something we are doing wrong?
到底我们做错了什么呢？
Is there some special way to preach the gospel?
是不是有一个特别的方法我们去传福音才能够成功呢？
But even the Apostle Paul will tell you it's not about eloquence or wisdom or persuasive speech.
即使保罗也是不是在乎言语的。
It's always by the work and power of the Holy Spirit.
乃是借着神的大能。
This is why Jesus tells us this, My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me.
所以耶稣亲自地告诉我们，我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟随我。
They are not following us.
他们不是跟随你和我的。
They're not following our voice.
他也不是跟随我们的声音的。
It's all about us following Jesus.
乃是因为我们在跟随主。
It's about His word.
也是因为我们听到他的声音。
Jesus uses us to share the gospel.
神也借着我们去传福音。
And when it's time, they will receive it.
然后时间到的时候，他们会接受主。
And the sheep will follow.
这只羊就会跟随耶稣。
We can still do many things to minister to people.
我们也还是能够做很多事情来服侍人。
We can do many things to share the gospel with others.
我们还是有很多的方法去向人传福音。
But the message of the gospel should always be the same.
但是福音的内容永远是一样的。
It should be given in all its purity.
就是我们真诚地把这个福音的内容传扬出去。
Some people may want to cut out parts of the gospel so that it sounds nicer to people.
也许我们就好像想把删除一些人家不喜欢听的东西，好像比较容易令人相信。
Some people might want to add things to sweeten it so it sounds more appealing.
甚至于有些人想把福音包装一下，让人家听起来好听一点。
But without the correct gospel, it is no gospel at all.
但是如果没有真正的福音，那就已经不是福音了。
And we should never be discouraged when we share the gospel.
我们也不要灰心当我们去传福音的时候。
Because it's not for us to decide who will receive it.
也不是由我决定谁会相信。
God has his sheep.
因为自己，神说，耶稣说，他有自己的羊。
Not everyone will believe.
并不是说每一个人都会相信耶稣。
And that can be a harsh, painful truth.
也许这个是一个不容易接受的一个事实。
Most of the people who heard Jesus and saw his miracles rejected him and crucified him.
你看当年多少人亲耳听到福音，但是他们也是拒绝了福音。
Believing in Jesus will always be the narrow way.
真的相信耶稣，我们是走上一条窄的路。
But the promise is this, there will be those who believe.
但是神的应许还是会有人相信的。
We don't know who they are.
我们不知道是谁。
We don't know how long it will take.
我们也不知道我们要等多久他才会信。
But we know God has chosen them.
但是我们知道神已经拣选了他们。
They are his flock.
因为 他是属于这个羊圈里面的。
And when they hear his voice, they will follow.
当他们听到牧羊人的声音的时候，他们就会跟随牧羊人。
We are called to love others.
我们今天蒙召去爱人。
We are called to share the gospel.
我们也蒙召去传福音。
We are called to pray for those who have not yet believed.
我们也蒙召去为世上的人祷告。
And Jesus told us in his word he is coming soon.
而且耶稣也清清楚楚地告诉我们他必再来。
We have an urgency to always prepare for his return.
我们要带着一个迫切的心要预备迎接耶稣的再来。
And so it may make us anxious.
也许我们心中还是会焦虑。
Especially for those that we deeply love.
尤其我们最挚爱的人他们还不愿意接受主。
But we must trust in God.
但是我们得要相信神。
Our goal is to be faithful to what God has called us.
我们要对神的话语是要相信，因为他是信实的神。
God says in Isaiah 55:10-11, For as the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return empty. It shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it.
神在以赛亚书里面有一段话说，雨雪从天而降，并不返回，却滋润地土，使地上发芽结实，使撒种的有种，使要吃的有粮。我口所出的话也必如此，绝不突然返回，却要成就我所喜悦的，在我发他去成就的事，必然相通。
The word of God never returns empty.
神的话从不突然的返回。
It will accomplish God's purpose.
神必定成就自己的旨意。
It will succeed.
他必会成功的。
It may not be the success that we hope for.
也许这个结果不是符合我们心中的期待。
But we trust that God will accomplish his purpose without fail.
但是我们还是深信神必定毫无错误地完全自己的计划。
Last point, believers can be sure of their eternal salvation.
最后一点，信徒可以确信自己永远拥有永恒的救恩。
John 10:28-29 says, I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand.
约翰福音有一段话说，我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大，谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。
Many religions will talk about life after death.
很多宗教都会谈论到死后的生命。
And many will chase after these beliefs.
也有很多人追求这种的信念。
But what assurance can they offer?
但是他们究竟有什么确据呢？
Only Christianity offers full assurance of eternal life.
只有我们所信的这个神可以给我们的有真实的确据。
If you believe in Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, you know you are going to heaven.
你若相信主耶稣是你的主跟你的救主，你就能够有一天再回到天家里面。
If I die today, I know I'm meeting my Lord.
如果我今天被主接去，我知道我会回到神那里去。
I don't have to guess or wonder or fear.
我不要去猜测我去哪里，我也不需要害怕。
My eternity is secure.
我的归属是稳妥的。
But how can we be so sure?
你也许会问，真的吗？
What makes Jesus different?
耶稣跟其他的宗教领袖有什么不同呢？
First, we know Jesus is an actual historical figure.
第一，我们相信耶稣的的确确在历史上是一个真正的人物。
What we read in the Gospels are testimonies.
我们今天所读的这些福音书就已经留下这些见证给我们看跟去读。
He was not just a statue, an idol, or just a story.
他不只是一个雕像或者是一个传说的一个人物。
He was a living person who said these words.
他是一个活生生的人，而且话语是从他口中说出来的。
And he has declared he is God.
他而且宣称他是神。
He is eternal, all-powerful, and created all things.
他是那位永恒、全能、创造万有的真神。
And now it says he will give eternal life to his sheep.
而且他说他要赐生命给属于他的羊。
They can never be snatched out of his hand.
而且他说从来不会让他们被夺走的。
And after Jesus died on the cross, he is the only one whom people will say, oh, he was alive again.
耶稣十字架上受死之后也是唯一被众人见证他是复活的人。
The one who claimed these things also conquered death to prove he has the power to do it.
那位宣告自己是能够赐生命的，他也亲自的战胜了死亡，证明他却拥有这个权柄。
It all hinges on his resurrection.
而且呢，关键就是在于他的复活。
And some may deny that he died or that he came back to life.
有些人会否认他的死，甚更加会否认他的复活。
And I can't offer any proof.
我是拿不来出任何的证据来证明给你看。
But no one can deny this is the only one to have claimed such a thing.
然而没有一个人能够否认他是唯一一个人在历史上宣称自己是战胜死亡的。
He is the only one who claims to have actually had power over death.
他也是自己亲口宣告他是掌管死亡权柄的那个主。
And if that's what we're looking for, shouldn't we not examine that?
如果这是我们在寻找的，他不是值得我们去更加的去考察去接受吗？
Now I do believe this is the truth.
当然我相信这就是真理。
So I shall speak of it as truth.
所以我接下来就是要向大家讲这个所谓的真理。
This is the most wonderful assurance.
这个是我们拥有最美好的确据。
We can have no fear of death.
我们再不惧怕死亡。
Our God is not a liar.
我们的神是从来不撒谎的。
As long as we are saved, we will have eternal life.
只要我们相信，我们就能够得到永生。
As long as we are His sheep, we will never perish.
只要我们是他的羊，我们就永远不会灭亡。
But how do we know we are saved?
但是我们怎么样确知我们是已经得救呢？
How do we know we are his sheep?
又怎么样知道我是他羊圈里面的羊呢？
1 John 2, 4-6 says, Whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him truly the love of God is perfected. By this we may know that we are in him. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked.
约翰一书里说，人若说我认识他，却不遵守他的诫命，便是说谎的，真理也不在他心里了。凡遵守主道的，神的爱在他里面实在是完全的。从此我们就知道我们是在他里面。人若说自己住在他里面，就该照着他所行的去行。
We must know Jesus.
我们必须真正的认识耶稣。
We must follow him.
而且我们要真正的去跟随他。
Salvation is not about going to church on Sundays.
信主并不代表你每个星期天去教会。
It's not about the words that you say of confession.
也不是说你口发出了一些忏悔的祷告。
It's not even about going into the pool of water.
也不是等于你进了净池，你就从净池起来了，受洗了。
It's about why you do all these things.
而是在乎你为什么要做这些。
It is to obey him.
我们做的这一切乃是要顺服他。
Is obeying him because we know him and we love him.
我们顺服他，我们是因为爱他，也因为我们认识他，我们去爱他。
When you know him and love him, you will not want to grieve him.
当你认识他，而且说爱他的时候，你就不会让他忧心。
And we grieve him through sin and disobedience.
我们的罪，我们的悖逆，我们的不顺服都会让到神伤心的。
So we must abide in Jesus and walk in his way.
所以我们得要常常住在主的里面，行在他的道路当中。
There are many things in the Bible that remain a mystery.
当然圣经上很多都是奥秘的。
Salvation is not one of them.
但是救恩不是一个奥秘。
Let us trust in his words and follow him in obedience to his calling.
我们要相信神的话，而且我们遵随主的教导。
He is our Lord and Savior, and nothing can separate us from His love.
他是我们的主，他也是我们的救主，没有任何的事情能够把我们与基督的爱隔绝。
Let us go to the Lord in prayer.
我们一起低头祷告。
Father God, thank you, Lord, for your word.
父神，我们为着你的话语感谢你。
Thank you, Lord, for your gift of eternal life.
我们感谢你赐下这个礼物。就是救恩。
I pray, O Lord, for our salvation.
为着你给我们的救恩，我们感谢你。
For those who have not yet believed in you.
在当中，如果还是没相信你的人，
I pray, O Lord, that they will hear your voice and follow you.
求神让他们能听到你的声音，而且愿意跟随你。
And may we as a church continue to be obedient to your word.
成为教会的我们一群人。我们一直的愿意顺服你的话语
so that all may know and experience you as our Lord and Savior.
让我们能够认识你，而且经历到你是我们的真神。
In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。